Memo akwa babio emfamra na wache ejumedie so baby a wa o de wefide ato ato ha wo hweye bia no ye dase. Well, my guest are ready at our studio. Dr. Rashid Pelpo, the MP for West Central and member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament. Doc, I was around for a very long time. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you saying?
Oh, hey, yo. Only say a tweet here. Very amid the power.
And to the very far, far. Obey, yeah, obey, mix it.
Okay. Mm. My mean in English, so that we bit my translate the small.
Okay, English now, yeah, quite a your training there.
And my there, I'm still learning.
But you train in your bad, oh,
and your bad,
and your bad.
Oh, say, say, if I want to speak for long time, William say, and to me, correct. You know,
okay, do that for from me. Perfect. All right, thank you so much for coming. From the NPP side, and so no, Mesaka, Banasco, Ampong, Ansa, Banasco, a member of the NPP's communications team, or a PhD candidate as well.
Oh,
I'm saying, and that's all your PhD. I was in Nijima. Look, we ended a long time ago. Yes, I will take inspiration from him.
Exactly. Biboko. This will be as one way. The Mamincha and Mamincha Docs. I'm saying, share 2019. I'm in the share. It's been 4 years in the share.
Oh, okay.
And the Sashu Yasu. And the share. And the Michiano. In Chagana Funina. So, Nandomas, especially for. Asumbiye wo mainimu. Nuzo gana adeba kuye unique. Sempu yenti ya mwasi sen ukurana. Ye masa odo, the love, the unity, the togetherness, no. Ye wenema e binding and together. Inti debi ane wa asumbiye. And that is paramount. Oma yano di ekeni na mena meba meyese, mena meyese, mena meyekose. If we don't have peace, the nation cannot develop.
Yes.
And we will not have anywhere called Ghana to live.
Yes.
Today look at what is happening in Sudan. Look at the state of this organization, I also said the amount for bread will be a tenacity and a juma papa be, and they were very refugee. We don't want that in Ghana, and I think that by and large, both NDC and MPP, we should praise ourselves. At the end of the day, then we come back to the table, we judge all. They be also a fa, Casano Coco, and be so near fa, where we need to punch hard, we punch. By the end of the day, we retreat and come together and say, hey, we are one Ghanaians. There is nothing better than a beautiful, peaceful Ghana. Driving all the way from Kukru Biti to this point. Nobody stopped me and attempted to beat me or do anything, honestly. See, my brother coming from all the way wherever he came from. What about some dream? When you be in your sem, Ube Chewa dream, call us Befre, Ebibe Hitu, Ebibe Kamau. If we are still one Ghana, and that we must praise ourselves for it and appeal to the political parties. Especially as we go into a heated parliamentary and presidential elections, 2024. Are we looking forward that indeed the MPP will break the 8? He knows it. He will attest to it and support us to break it. So we continue with the good works, though some hitches here and there. Let us together, let the Ghanaian populace have confidence in us that we will do the elections devoid of any form of issues that can cause anarchy or whatsoever. And I'm happy that I'm a Ghanaian because of the peace we enjoy. It's very, very good, and let's maintain it. Yeah.
Maybe I need to contribute to that.
Okay.
Say I agree with him. We need to fight hard to make sure we maintain the peace. And but the burden lies more on the people holding power, holding the arms, the police, the soldiers, and all that. That they should be responsible in holding them, and not cause any chaos by misusing the arms at their disposal. If they all stick to our democracy and we all stick to it, then there will be peace. This idea of breaking the aid, which is making them desperate and wanting to take power by all means, can cause a problem. Let's hope that they play by the game. If anybody wins, let him win. But not the kind of thing that happened in Tachiman and Zabzugu, where they try to take resources and change them, and that can create a problem. Let's not create a problem.
Okay.
Let's move on. We all need peace. Like he's saying, I agree with him. Traveling all the way from here, nobody's stopping you, nobody's hurting you. It's good for Ghana.
our beautiful country.
Yes, we all love right. Ghana.
Mm. We love Ghana too much.
Yes.
Anyway, Doc, me no be shase. Obey your broken tree now, Mama. So I added
to it. Oba's okay, cheaper. I remember in 2010 we had our congress in this constituency. 2010 Nooks Congress.
Okay.
It was in War Central. Yes. I think in 2012 he was to contest with Bernard Mona.
Yes.
And Enya easy. That was the first time I'm in Ishai, actually.
Okay.
Nooks Congress. It wasn't easy.
Okay.
They were pushing an agenda. And I was stopping the agenda.
Yeah. He knows a lot, man.
Being a member of the Mines and Energy Committee, you have oversight over the Ministry of Energy in Timunim near Koswo. Petro SA, the GMPC and Adako, so deep water tunnel Cape Three Point and San Sam. Then the Nimfao.
When we say Petro, what do you call it? GMPC bought
the field.
The field, Jubilee Holdings, Jubilee Oil Holdings Limited. Yeah. Mm. They bought it.
Yeah.
When Anadarko was running up his business in Ghana, sold it to GMPC. And it's yielding fruits. It's a company that is well purchased.
Okay.
It's bringing in a lot of support to uplift GMPC.
Okay.
So we think that it is a good step. It was a good step that in 2021 we bought it.
We bought it at $164.8 million.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine? And it is reaping in about over $200 million in a year.
Oh.
Through profits.
Wow.
So it was a good purchase, and so we hope that we can harness it and grow our shares in it. It's just 7% shares is good.
7% and then over $200 million
yes
in profit. No,
yes,
just 7%.
7% shares.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's good, and if that happens, we hope that GMPC will see it as a baby, hold it strongly, but only for us to hear that GMPC leadership is selling the company to a subsidiary, a South African company, Petro SA. And it's causing a lot of concern. And we in the minority think that the process is not being done properly. The sale is not compelling. There's a reason why government, through the GMPC, bought that 7% shares. Mm. And so it's important that we realize that by expectation. And for them to sell it without due process, you know, it is a policy issue. To purchase an offshore company is a policy decision. To sell it must also be a policy decision.
Mm-hmm.
But GMPC, which is carrying out policy, is not a policy maker. They are driving policy. To take a decision on their own to sell it is something that we are concerned about.
Mm. Yes, there
must be some processes. It's an international transaction, so you don't do an international transaction at your corner. GMPC leadership alone sit down, decide that you'll sell it, have a negotiation with them, and then sell it. And that's why we agree with the minister when he wrote a letter to say that no, we can't accept that.
Interesting. But a banse ni bedruha. Then my GMPC or margin say, even though like you're saying, a company MI $200 million, no, you have to see a ton shares ni be demo before.
I think it's because of the push by Petro SA. Petro SA is a shareholder in the Jubilee Holdings Limited.
Okay.
And for every commercial transaction, the shareholders of the company, if anybody wants to share shares, will have to be considered first.
Okay.
The shareholders will have to be considered first.
And so obet me at there
and
what to amano.
Yeah.
So on to me and then no wash outside.
Good. It's like omo the special rights of refusal of that purchase.
Mm-hmm. First offer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The right of refusal means that we won't buy.
Okay.
And then you can sell it. Looks like that process didn't go through that way. And Ghana bought, GNPC bought it. So they are raising that issue and say, look, we also were showing interest in buying it. We are showing interest in buying it. Why do you sell it to GNPC? So we want to be part of it. If we don't, then we have to go for arbitration. And then GNPC then thought that, look, then let's agree and sell it. But upon what conditions are they agreeing? Where did they go and agree that they should sell it? And like I said, it's a big policy decision.
Okay.
Why will they decide this on their own to do what they are doing? But again, can we not say that there is a lapse for all the years that we have bought it? If they didn't raise an issue and decide to raise an issue now, wouldn't their right been, you know, lapsed?
Truncated
because of the long stay, you know, in not purchasing it or in not raising the issue. You know, they would have been indolent in that respect, and in that respect too, they would have lost the right to come back to say they buy it. How would we know that it's because we have made good profit? That's why you are coming back from behind. So all these things need to be discussed. And we in the minority and in the committee itself haven't got enough grasp of what is happening. And that's why it's important for us to go into it, to understand what is happening. And essentially to give our own advice and guidance.
Okay.
But I am surprised, you know, the chairman is a long term practicing lawyer.
Yeah.
He should have known the process by which an international such a high level international transaction is conducted. You can't sit with the chief executive alone and decide that you would purchase it and warranted the minister from writing, you know, a letter before such a deal. He now comes out to say that, well, we have moved out of it. It should have been a process. They should have discussed with the minister. It should have been an agreement from the top, from the presidency, right down to the point when that decision is taken. So when we want to talk, we will be saying that it's the president or it is the minister or it is somebody associated with them.
Interesting. But per senior mo year mojumano.
Yeah.
Bibisa and I was say mu committee no air aware. And I said he said
yeah, Indian yeah aware at all.
No, but per practice. I was say mu yeah aware.
Yes. Yeah, composer say you be yeah aware. Say omu fa adieno aka, you know, discuss with us. Na yen yina yen get to understand. And then we can, it's not compulsory, but it's necessary for us to know so that because it's an international transaction, parliament needs to know which one, which is a legal issue, which is a necessity, you know. So the committee would definitely have to get involved in it
because of the international nature
of it.
Anyway, Banasco, so. So Utia, I mean, idea brought 200 million annually there. That's a good venture. The internet we want to relinquish it at this point.
Yeah, that's it. Did you say? Many opinion, Doc Rashid Purple. On the what's a committee in it to be? Select committee on mines and energy. And same be say no, mudimu abobo no, or wangu kwenye otiso. Nti emu nsem ne bi wo ate se de o kan eh ade a omo nyina no e do mani na no kura omo ni se edi kan no eye anadako eye ejumaku a omo so wo chefa e wo eye jubli and chain o your fields no emu na obi aso no woni obi bi ejuma na o hwe se o pese empo o chefa e wo ejuma ni mu no o twa and I say ujemu enam bibintia bi a yemfa ne se de tie fo betia si multimedia why obi na adom fm ye ne dia meka ne sa keke nim ze ni nyina be kwesi twum dia nso meka ne sa keke se de be yamfo betia si adom fm eye banasco dia asempa fm eye dr rashid pepo dia ena adom tv ene ada tv stations ni nyina no eye odia but ni nyina na ye kabom ene ye frɛ no eye multimedia nti sɛ ebre bi so na meme feel sɛ eye adom fm de mempɛ sɛ meye adwuma ne biem nanso ada social multimedia mu na mepɛ sɛ meton a me wo ho kwan sɛ meton ɛno ne ye me right sɛ mepɛ sɛ meton nti anadako a ni tumi ana ne chefa a owowo jubilee field ni mu na opese ujemu ana se oton nti oton a embra e kire se ana se nka nti ase mu no me a me ne wo ye adwuma no oton de a me wo ho kwan kane se meto business term ni ye fe no first offer se wo de be ma me na me mato se me meke se me mpe de a e na wo betumi afiro bi foforo fi abonte ma na beto because adwuma na ye ye no still ano e multimedia adwuma no na ye ye nti obi wo multimedia mu a obetumi asan ato eye adom fm no na mfa ne se doc ebeto adom fm efri mi wo dia kana sempa fm ho he has that first offer to buy it
okay
so in that case when anadako has expressed interest say omo pese omo shares na ewo eye jubilee fields ni mo no omo ton obi a obedi kan se ne shares nso ejapade na ewo obi man so nti saman no owo bibi efre no executive rights so beke se saano me na me yo man no nti me medi kan ato nti eno no na oman egana aya na mc ni ebe minister of energy expressing interest se obeden obeto na no kwesem ni se oman no pese first offer no beto a emra da ho a emra no kire se obetumi agye atom se wo de ba mame ana se wo mfa mame eno no embra no o matintim ma ne da ho embra she bejafo I think say act 997 me we fit akra but I think so the mines the energy or petroleum revenue act something e wo ho embra ho nti aban no e kire se me pese ampa meji na me fa e ka me media na me wono ho nti ahye se no na ye 5.4% of the vote no mo pese o moton and abai ni to but abai ni negotiate more e ka se da bi nka minya 7 meje ena oti ase se odi be ma no ono na da ko no otumi so be ka se me fam
yeah initially krana nka mo de ma cosmos
amu de ma cosmos
government ka so ke meje atum so be tom ko only if minya 7% na
exactly odi a woni na se odi ma na me 7% ni de meje but e bre still say this kabi etue ni nyina ma no so abre na mi se ka ni nyina ntumi an court se de se this idea yin bie eye a vehicle another offshore account bi a eno no ewo musa de ne ye wo de de but me na me to wo so to me de na nso ntumi nkomu ngoyi yiske bi a keke because me ne wo akwa pam and there is that memorandum of understanding na companies too no aban na edimu tintima no aye ti omo ye san omo ye bibia no no kure se de okan aban no hwe se ampa de ebani but enam sana mo ametu ni commitment amaye nti this amount and as this percentage na eba me nanso nti eye me de so say ira receive people I know him he is somebody I look from afar I have known him from some time now but he doesn't know me so much but I follow him a lot he said it plainly that the minister has expressed shock at that letter indicating that it's been sold or GMPC expressing the interest to sell it off and rightly so minister no ogina ban nam yes GMPC board chairman and management ne so no eye aban nam sifo a omo hwe sa adwuma dia ye Ghana dia so nti dia metumi aka pempen ni se afiansa asem na beto ho minister de na no yi a kire se aban ne bonjo so se sa ye chefa wum no ye beton e dia ma eye adwumaku eye petrol ese se omo jinka omo dia ho the government is not in agreement to that regard and as to why the board chair and the management of GMPC express that also needs to be established but as we speak minister parliament omo kwen omo yo made Ombetumi atonsa afrage NPC. So you find out at the committee level why that decision was taken. And maybe the minister can also give explanation as to why the decision was taken, maybe without his consent. And no, 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 betumi ama ya discuss here same ni. Because CCR, the M1 say, GMPC board chair, any GMPC management say, ye chef a woman, ye GM mama, petrol essay. Aye, a bind, a minister, no, Edana, no, e was a ministry, no, of energy, no. So say, there be, sir, quite a more fast one, dear, and can you to me? Was saying, come off quite A, B, C, this, so. Aye, last week, na beto, me did this affianza. Ubiya chena adwina ye beto toto tunama. Kame de mese, said the worker no, I'm very happy about the approach he has used. That the government has indeed expressed its dissatisfaction with the transaction that is going on or has gone on. Or would be going on. And indeed the minister has also come out boldly to say that no. He just had an intum. So between the minister, between the board chair, from the coming weeks and unraveling events, we'll get to know what necessarily necessitated that action. And then we can constructively make arguments out of it. But for now, I'd say a little, yeah, express interest, yeah, cotton. And a minister, so through a bind, so say, there be any sense. No,
but then, Tina, as an organization, I would name, like Doc is saying, Sika, if he a venture mover. 200 million is not small money.
Yeah.
Now, some may share the name and what decides a semi tone. Sashes, Manako. I mean, what really preempt that?
Sincerely, anything I make, I say, he being on the committee, maybe they provide the accounts and meet them into only certain amounts. Me name so much about this particular amount has come, blah, 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 and that stuff. But what I know is that, yes, it fixing some amount of money, be it the 200 million or more or less. But the point is that that decision that he turned on, if you are only 200 million, but commitment say be a common so no, you and I may not have the preview of information on it. And the media can say approach away you so no. I said I like it because government, who is the custodian or the supreme person who should take decisions at the end of the day, no, I express it, said there be way there. Me no one can sir. In the wound to me any day, any sir. Okay, so now there should be more explanation, and I would think that Parliament, as they normally do, would call whichever agency, if it is through the minister, they will call the people to come and explain why Adian can necessarily MIA Sikasi. But let us not forget, say, Ghana Branca, I was say, Sika was a Triama, Eye, and Adaku, Nanka, you to me, Jino, crack. As to say, you Tria,
no, that was done. So that there's no issue about it. You should the Ghana Revenue Authority for CKB, I think the company should have paid
to us
to do the negotiation. And it ended at 164.8 million. Yeah. That was done. Concluded.
Exactly.
As for that, there's no issue about it.
Exactly.
That's why Anadarko, in partnership with GMPC, set up that new vehicle. Because we have Esploco.
Yes.
Esploco is the exploration company arm of GMPC.
Exactly.
And that time, a lot of people were saying that, okay, once we have Esploco, why not allow Esploco to then go into that negotiation? GMPC 4, I think they explained, sir, because of the international nature, no, they have to be a special vehicle. That's why when we acquired the shares, I remember there was a directive says that we should transfer the shares into Esploco once the acquisition had been completed. I hope that was what happened. So it means that as for the issue about transaction,
yes,
it was completed.
Yes.
Now we want to then transfer 50% of your shares in that Sajohe, which is a special purpose vehicle or that transaction to the petrol. So that's what is generating all of this issue.
Yes, and exactly.
But the overall vehicle amount, that amount, and again, the minister is explaining, say, that decision does not lie with the chairman.
Exactly.
It lies with the government. And because it's its international nature, it has to come back to Parliament.
Exactly.
Like Honorable asked, Mr. Freddy Blay, a reputable lawyer.
Yeah.
Why so? Yeah, I did. When he knew what the laws governing such transactions really are. But Yenko T, the civil society organizations, calling for the sack of the chairman, citing these reasons.
Yeah, but quickly, my point and my joy is that the government has been very transparent and very blunt on the issue.
Okay.
It has not attempted to in any way curtail any information that should come to the public for a discussion and an understanding of the circumstances that is occurring. Inti and only bit me who say abaya no aye crado. Say anamoa where to no. Yes, we minipa mina medi we siho, unanka woshe swamame. Nas we to anamombia and me en tomasum. Ah me fan say in this is how any faso. Inti mama a man for any in Chilemu. Maybe in Sono, me did this embrace beja for a woo to me, a woo gana has a omit me a far embra, yashishato one or so. Bet one safre ubia was a ubabi ya no assembly home, sent ya sending yejuma. Now me did this a minister and so a becas a mate and I say, ah, mean to anamo. Indeed, I think that the discourse and how it is going and how people are making suggestions clearly shows that we are all interested in what happens in the end.
Okay.
Because we need that form of revenue that is chunked in from the adia ye abani sisi ye bia efesika semu e ye jedie hu e ye bibia ochena se eka bi koba ye de otam anansa judgment e ye ka ye beka ne judgment debt bi beba be for aban ne so no e wo senke nya mrahye bedwafo ma omudi hu abogbo te se de na okay but the ochene chese omukwa omunim ne ekosi nti minister e ye mp board chairman and a former MP. He knows the parliamentary proceedings and how things of this nature should be done. The president is a learned, smart, very intelligent lawyer who knows that if these things go arbitrarily, there can be sanctions. Inti, ye nshe, na ka said ye meme kan ye no, ye bema ye nyabute, na afiansa abeto wo ya nchilemu free minister wabe, ye benya nchilemu suye free, ye board chairman ni GNPC wosu beba. Say inti ni yetu sana moi na sempo ebi ukrasi makana mewea nanka otra kwe chila fine
okay. E
ye suggestion so ena abeto was mepe ya ye mbwabwa ese yeton I don't think the sale has been outrightly done
okay.
Inti yebe China enka ye chumenye saa kwenyano ye njan chechile muni ye
okay.
Na fi yeba ya muse utu sana moi wankan chile wini wea nyisi wini wea nyisi na we can then package the issues and discuss it
well. Okay. But it shouldn't just pretend, I mean, appear to just take government away as if government, this is something different from government and all that. That's why we want to go more into it. The possibility is that some government functionaries are pushing it,
okay,
minus the minister.
Okay.
And the minister is standing up to his duty. We don't know whether how they are able to do this without the finance minister.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't know how we could do it without some members of the presidency. So the high possibility is that government is involved in an informal manner. And then we've gotten to a point when they can't go anymore because the opposition and, you know, views from the CSOs and the general public. So don't take government away completely. And it's also because of the kind of government we are running that you can have confidence of a chairman and a chief executive decide to sell a government property on their own. If you have a government that is straight in doing the right, people will not do what they are doing now. So government cannot completely be absolved from the happiness now.
Interesting. Okay. Yesaka Ura Duncan Amwa, executive secretary for a Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, Ghana. Mzama, good morning. What's it then?
Could you fetch me wine now? And obey, you are me for baby duties.
Well, me now can be once I say we want to be fathers. A do baby are. On betty as a young gentleman, I don't know. I'm on a phone or some fellow being fine.
And that baby, this one, I just interview no baby. My head be a strong
color. Anyway, okay. Anyway. Yeah, that's a class in that time and all the challenges. What you have to say, like I said, the petrol SA GMP since then, ehin fa pa na ye gina sesia
breeze me gidi se ade me ka ye no se ye wo enyum bi boma ora opu mati opoku benza mati
opoku prempe
opoku prempe yes magina ye obetisa omo se ade ne be ka oman a de yes here revenue to want to just go on a selling or a negotiation bank, whatever interest that may accrue to future generations, no? Yeah, I'm so in there. And they're quiet, and now, whatever interest, and now, Sika and Ka, a team, my Benyano, you're born, you don't come in there. Now, I'm on the job, I'm sharing, you're on the baby. I think that the right thing is what the minister did, telling them that it is not in the national interest that we will engage in such things, especially when we were not long ago thinking of saying a GMP simple, MPE, a way to become an operator, obviously only some of the oil fields completely without any foreign participation. One would wonder what would motivate GMPC to embark on this sort of negotiation or but people will have their interest at any transaction table. So whatever happens there, no. Majidi said the minister's position, like the civil society platform front, no, had indicated is what Ghanaians should be happy for. At least a member, a senior member of the same government, you know, disagrees with and inform you, know me, and some boardroom, normal committee, GMPC, to such a future long term thing, yeah, of course, PD, interest, and they are my petrol ethics. So, Brace, me, Momo, dear. I think that the tall and short of all of this is that the minister has stood firm and he has been a Ghanaian to safeguard the service, hydrocarbons, any whatever revenues that they accrue to Ghana.
From senior numeracy corner, do we take his transaction that you are completed at that? And now it's telling them, sir, if you come on board, we'll accept to sell 50% of our shares to you.
So what kind of minister letter? Clearly, no. There can't be any further negotiation, any further discussion, any further consideration. In its words, it is not in the interest of Ghana for them to proceed. And again, GMPC Somoto cannot act without the minister's concurrence or approval. So, it is not likely that we will come back to that deal or that prospect or that possibility altogether. It is likely that that petrol ethics thing might not resurrect because the minister substantive enough is clearly not up for it. Then a minister not to one or say, let's explore ways of getting this thing done there. And the years to see the NHL or not on the side. But we're there. In the situation now, certainly in the national, it is not in the interest of the country. And I think that Orua Kredibley, the GMPC board, clearly will do themselves a lot of good to discontinue whatever negotiation, discussion, whatsoever, or money petrol has been paying for aircraft habit, because it will not see the light of day. According to what the minister's response looks like.
Okay. But I'm sure, sir, Bibi now say a trigger, Bibi. You can GMPC board need to even consider, sir, with such a vehicle, a bro, Sikasano, you can't dream, sir, you can see 50% of it. You Bibi, sir?
Kojo, sometimes you can only impute motive you can only step and say that or possible that we see now we call you away. Freddie Blay has granted a couple of interviews. The thinking would have been there possibly.
Unfortunately. But yeah, line I BB Bass are but I'm you better try near to me a raising the back. But whilst we are speaking to him and Yene or Noah or belong to the civil society organizations here didn't come on. Yin could tea in some pot the two jan na watch you no more air fair president say Omode and Kabeya, a chairman Freddie Blay and the CEO of GMPC Omo Munsifom.
These CSOs have asked for my head or for my resignation. It's a pressure. Everybody is calling me here and there. What have you done? Is it true that you have surreptitiously, as the word is, or scandalously decided to take GMPC shares and sell it to a foreign company, depriving this country of? I believe these are all allegations that I find them unfortunate. It's not a case. CG oil industry is very sensitive. And it's not my activity as an individual. It's not my conduct as an individual that will determine what is happening. I am complimented by, indeed, it's a chain of command, the presidency, the Ministry of Finance, our board of directors, there's an executive committee, of GMPC, and the CEO is in charge of all this. Before we take any decision, we go through meetings. Now, I can't on my own go and sell GMPC assets. As I said, it's a bit complicated. Now, I will have left. Immediately you write such a thing about it that people sense, even you, the media, you sense that there's a problem there somehow. How can a GMPC chairman go and sell shares of the company to a foreign, deprive this country? Maybe he's doing so that he'll be benefit from it. We'll have some, they'll pay him on the side. It's scandalous. Is that not?
Was there any intention to sell block?
Please, there's no intention to do so. There was no block that you are selling or deciding to sell.
We demand the immediate removal of GMPC CEO Opoku Ahwenye Dankwa and the board chairman Freddie W. Blay from their respective positions, as they have become a threat to Ghana's interest in the petroleum sector. Six, additionally, we demand the immediate transfer of JOHL and all its assets from Cayman Island and other jurisdictions to GMPC. Seven, we demand immediate disclosure of the Eke plan of product development from the Petroleum Commission and the government. To conclude, we firmly believe that a country micromanaged by the IMF cannot be seen to engage in fiscal recklessness that undermines its recovery. In these difficult times, the nation needs prudent management of its resources to derive the fullest benefits and bring relief to the suffering masses. Furthermore, we encourage citizens to demand accountability on the petroleum sector to ensure that our natural resources benefit all citizens of the nation.
Well, NTOTA, the chairman of GMPC, Freddie Wasimewu Blay, NISCS was also there, no, at twice or ho. Duncan Amwa is back with us on the line. Duncan, Mr. Duncan Bajo,
Kojo Mewaha.
It's not me, Bisa, say, what that for two nothing can wa a bad thing, so because oh, me per se me caught 50% of I didn't have me for two. And if he said, ya Tibi, be say, be a bibine seat or bibina cacra, then tia. How much GMPC for ISO any Saudi about 50%?
Kojo, the Nipa who the habit of Yen Tong, you would clearly have the reason for Obasan Obidia and Farfetch Okaya, an asset that GMPC was supposed to use for the Obasan exploration, a drill ship. Ah, Nanta, obviously, into the water basin, into the tunnel basin to do exploration. No? We decided at some point to say, they would express an interest because, so, Oyen analysis, he might end up recouping 100 times or 50 times.
SMPS.
Now, how does the country all the time, economically, bailout here and there? Anytime our resources ever accrue, no? Whatever benefit that would accrue to them, no? You would never know. They would tell you, oh, my account is there. Yes, all these days will be interest. They wouldn't need any interest. Take it slowly. A resource that just about 10, 20 years ago, now you see, Ghana was not dependent on petroleum revenue at all. We were able to manage the economy one way or the other. Without it, a lot of countries are surviving. Now, the other thing that Emma a year na kakra, and it's petroleum revenue. No? It is not for a Nempua use. The overcast the only former annual budgetary fund amount. In the we spent the money to set the budget. Now the academy and the infrastructure the law, Petroleum Fund Management Act, no? As well, how you should also invest some of these money to ensure that the future generations now almost crying, they are able to get something in 10, 20, 30 years out. The development. And now said, we'll be able to leave them something so that almost a moment me had their year.
Anyway, okay, so they attended to Kofi Ohun. Now, I will still come back to you. Why?
Kojo, yeah, no, I know.
Anyway, attend Kofi Ohun on Champions. Duncan Amoa, the executive secretary for the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers, COPEC, Ghana. But, Doc, like you were saying, we heard from the chairman there saying that, well, there's a chain of command. So he could not have done it on his own.
It's very contradictory to everything he said earlier.
Okay.
Remember when he was interviewed, I still have the record here. He said, as board chairman, I thought it was rather best to meet them and decide on something. We had a couple of meetings. And I proposed to them that it need be the 7% that they are talking about. Instead of them taking it all, we taking it, let's split it. I'm sure what he's saying is that he suggested to them that, look, he's a board chairman, based on that, instead of you taking everything
from us,
let's split it so that you take half and we take half.
Okay.
That's his suggestion. And he went ahead to work on that. And it got to a point that the minister said, look, you are going too far. Stop there. You know. And so if there had been an agreement by himself based on the fact that he's board chairman, remember that the two directors of the Jubilee Park, the Jubilee Oil Holding Limited, are him and then the chief executive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so the new vehicle I'm creating, the Jubilee Oil Holdings Limited.
Yes.
Joe Hill, now.
Yes.
I'm the toss, yeah. And the Dako Hono. Two directors on the woman, and the CEO.
Yes.
So they can take decisions on behalf of Joe Hill.
Yes.
Without even the government.
Yes. That's a separate unless they have changed it. They are the two directors. Okay. So they took the decision. And, you know, we are holding them to it. So to run away from me to say that, there's a chain of command. And thankfully, he now has said that there's a chain of command, meaning government cannot absolve itself, cannot run away from it.
Okay.
He said that he didn't take the decision alone. There's a presidency, there's this up to himself. Meaning, they have decided to sell this property owned by GMPC, bought by GMPC on behalf of government, a lucrative enterprise, which they now decide to throw away, you know, without due process. And we think that is unacceptable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, but like you're saying, Obo Minister Nadine, but the same minister, and about Abeka said, well, you don't have the right, so can we really say the structure is...
It tells us that the minister was not properly consulted.
Okay.
And it tells us that he might not be telling the truth if he said that.
Why not, might not be telling the truth?
The chairman may not be telling the truth if the minister could come out boldly to say, look, stop this action. We are not for it, and it is wrong, you know. And it shows that there is some element of, some amount of wrong direction in the whole enterprise of the sale of the Jubilee Oil Holding Limited, you know. So I think that we need to go more into it.
Mm.
And I'm happy, you know, now he's even defeating what we are saying. The government is not aware. Minister has come out to say this, and it is them who are doing it. Now it is shown that he is now saying that everybody is aware, and that he's doing it because they are aware of it, you know. But I think that it is because also the due process has been truncated. The two of you cannot sit down and sell a company like that. Without passing through laid down processes which can be shown by documentation.
Okay.
You can't just say I've phoned them, they have agreed, I've called somebody in the presidency, he has agreed, I'm not saying that's what he did. But if he has done that without any proper documentation to prove that it is government business to do what they are doing, then it means it never happened.
Jubilee Oil Holdings Limited.
Yes.
And why there?
It's for GMPC, it's for government.
Directors are also near Nkofomiano.
Yes.
Only two pair. Only two directors.
Yes.
Into some more engaging in transaction. I'm sure being a member of the Mines and Energy Committee, you know the structure.
Yes.
If Joe Hill engaging in a transaction,
Initial say will come from GMPC because they advise policymakers. And when policy is taken, then they drive it. So if they see the need, they have to consult the minister. And the minister, if it is going to work, then the minister will pass it on. They can't come to parliament. GMPC by themselves cannot write to parliament.
Okay.
They have to go through the minister. Minister will now come to us and say, look, this is what is happening. Then parliament will work on it. And the process will formally continue.
Okay.
So if it is not done in that manner and they assume a sovereign rights over GMPC and did what they did, and you know the people of Ghana feel that they have been underrated, undermined, they have to take responsibility. And let me say thank you and salute the CEOs, CSOs for coming out strongly to say what they are to do what they have done, because we can only feel the essence of our democracy if there's an alert citizen. You know, the citizens are not spectators, like the president said. You know, he stole from George Bush. But are actors, people who want to act and say that, look, this is wrong. And then people crowd around it and get it done properly. So the CSOs have done well, and we are with them. In this whole thing, and we think that the proper thing has to be done. Government cannot pretend that they are not aware. The chairman now says that they are aware of it. mm-hmm. and they should stop it mm-hmm. if mm-hmm. the proper thing is not done.
Okay, mm-hmm. interesting. All right then. So, in all of this,
yes,
why NIA wrong? Why NIA right?
We don't know the extent to which they have gone with the negotiation and then with the sale. If we get to know that they have gone deeper than is expected, the GMPC leadership is wrong.
Mm.
Because you have to go through process. If they underrate the process or they undermine the process, they are wrong. So they are likely to be seen to be wrong. But I hope that we can establish it mm. and get somebody who is wrong.
Mm. Now, if you listen to Petro SFO on my letter now, I'm sure, yeah, mm. on 7th May this year,
yes,
I say, we send our very warm greetings to you and your team, Yechiamo. We write in response to your letter dated 23rd April 2023 and entitled RE, Preemption of Johel Acquisition of Anadarko Interest.
Mm-hmm.
Petro SA is ecstatic that both parties have been able to come to an equitable and cordial remedy to the matter of Johel's acquisition of DWT, as Deepwater Tunnel interest, arising as consequence of Anadarko's disposal of their interest in Ghana through a 50-50 split of DWT interest held by Johel. Petro SA, by extension, so they are happy that we find a solution by a split of
50-50
split of Johel.
When was that letter written?
This is 7th May,
okay,
2023.
Okay.
So it says, Petro SA is ecstatic, so Omoniaji, right? Yeah. That both parties have been able to come to an equitable and cordial remedy to the matter of Johel's acquisition of DWT interest arising as consequence of Anadarko's disposal of their interest in Ghana through a 50-50 split of that interest.
So it's very clear that GMPC is wrong.
So
you can't go negotiate and come to an agreement mm. on a matter that doesn't end with your own mm. negotiation and agreement. You know, it's an international transaction.
So does it
you hold a company mm. on behalf of government and the people of Ghana. You can't decide that you alone can go and sit down, agree on such a transaction, and then, you know, carry mm. it out.
But the letter again says that Petro SA, by extension, Petro SA Ghana Limited, acknowledges and agrees that as part of the completion of this transaction, it will issue GMPC with a formal notice of relinquishment of its right to the remaining DWT interest held by Johel. So does it look like this is like a foregone?
It's like they have finished the transaction, you know, because GMPC represents the government
mm-hmm.
in all this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a legal representation of government in their negotiation. You can't come out and say that, look, GMPC is not government and what they are saying is not us.
Mm.
After we know the position of GMPC in the transaction of oil and gas in Ghana, the position of it, the legal position of GMPC, they take it to go and do this negotiation
mm.
and they come to this conclusion. You can no longer go back and say, look, they are not ours. We are not the ones talking.
Mm.
But thankfully, we have legal processes that amount to conclusive negotiation. If GMPC doesn't go through it or hasn't gone through it and the minister has intervened, that loophole is what we are going to explore.
Mm.
Other than that, it's sad and it is tragic mm. for the chairman to come saying all these things mm. and pretending he's not aware of it and even threatening to say he will take CSOs to court.
Mm.
Absurd. What court? After you have gone to this level, without the minister's involvement and endorsement, without a policy agreement as to whether we are selling it or not, you now are pretending that you didn't do anything. You have done a lot, or else they wouldn't have written such a letter.
Mm.
It's
Doc, Mumayen share sentence way.
Yes.
To see that, I say by extension, Petro SA Ghana Limited acknowledges and agrees that as part of the completion of this transaction, it will issue GMPC with a formal notice of relinquishment mm-hmm. of its right to the remaining DWT interest held by Johel. doesn't it seem, sir, even the other 50, no, they are trying to say, sir, we'll let you relinquish that one too.
Like he rightly said, it's a 50-50.
Yes, I understand. That's part of it. That's the first part. I'll say, and Adako's disposal of the interest in Ghana through a 50-50, that's what they're saying. They're happy about this arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next paragraph, it says, Petro SA, by extension, Petro SA Ghana Limited, acknowledges and agrees that as part of the completion of this whole transaction, it will issue GMPC with a formal notice of relinquishment of its right to the remaining DWT interest held by Johi. What is the remaining one? Mokano has
held. No.
If we had, say, 7%, which is 100.
Yes.
And by the first statement, in
the 50-50. Yeah.
We all on the same level, meboa. In it, as I said, almost the 50% to the accord. Then the same statement follows in the next sentence and says that we'll issue with formal a notice of relinquishment of the remaining interest in DWT held by Johe. What is the remaining interest? It's not the other 50.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And is that not the notice? Okay, the other 50% to the Babaji. And I think
the CSOs have done well for coming in and for asking the chairman to relinquish his position. If this is what the case is, we are 100%. Well, we will go into it.
Okay. You see,
in matters of comprehension, the understanding of a statement can be taken from different perspectives.
Okay.
And that is very important to establish.
I say, no tree, no tree can. Yeah, mama.
Yeah, the two of us were speaking the same language, but if you are not in and then we're both. And see, now if you understand the number, but the mission is as someone I've told, Sisiana and Chechemupi Eba.
I think he was talking about you.
Yeah.
No,
or say,
talking about chairman, and they're not.
Or say, and
one of them, some of the kind, yeah, say chairman,
and one of them make us say, oh, say, chairman, no, I can't. Now, I'm so initially crown or can be say. Ebeye sebiya na ensebi wom chense chema nungu wabinye za kukuduro ni tumino. Ako fa anase etu sana mono. Enona miinyi na ebeke se. Eniti se minister na saaju mekuono shena se. Aba se debi kwa ya wafasu hidi ya wafani yi. Niti nkenise sana weyeno. But there is the need for us to follow the certain system or a certain procedure. Webichi procedure ne dia debi ya ene saa enye yi. Enti na meka ne se minister no abdin chiremu aba ye bra Fred Blaze so abe chiremu parliament wutumi se omo beto nsa se ye penchi chiremu a emudo ehwo no ne be me nyina ye hu se o wasem no sa ampa osimesi obentin amasa tumi no se GMPC munko tu sa na moman e na afi o twe no then we get the clear picture of it o ti ase because their committee is bipartisan nje nyi nipa ba kupe no be kwako tena wa Obeke se wu cheche musi ya, eno onu kwane ya befa. Saasuna, ebema entiasie ni abayie, neye muse, ebia, yetuwa na mutuwa bi. Because from the statement, it clearly indicates that there has been several discussions with GMPC, which is the one holding forth for our oil issues. Oja se, offshore exploration ya di, omu na omoshe. Inti sa angita wudie no, wumuse minister woho, wumuse ministry woho, wumuse abayin woho. Enzo GMPC na, enke ya mani tumi se obi tumi ahwe tutu sana mono enti meme dia na na meka se enke ye betwani ajinkiremu ni ye ye Fred Blaze asem wo kan se ampa ye tu na mon bi 1 2 3 nipa bi eka ho te se de na ye wa dog so e kire no enya dia ono no betumi etu na mon a it's about revenue so the ministry of finance has an interest it's about oil it's about production of petroleum so the ministry of energy has to be represented. And again, the government is represented by the original Mumana, which is GMPC, and in this regard, the board chairman and management. Inti, media ne se, asem na beto wona ye cheche muno. Inti asye pi beba, because he was no, ebi o mumu u picture bia, mene wone dok nina kwa nebia ye mui. Because you see, it's their game. And so they play into it more than we do. So maybe they have some form of information that maybe because of its nature, Kwana and Bab one thing. But to bet you make a preempt saying to ye can say ye say because of the omo omo.
Ebi ama men kan we nto aso na enhwa se bia na enu nti na se yeso so no
eni abre
yem hyehye omo ti letter na o se at the end though,
yeah,
we request that we are provided access to the data room or with true certified copies of one SPA under which the DWT interests were acquired by Johel.
SPA, that's special purpose agreement,
exactly. Two, a status of the joint account.
Okay.
Three, all cash calls issued to Johel in respect of DWT interest and status of payment of those cash calls.
Okay.
Four, crude oil lifting allocations since the acquisition and sales receipts. And then five, other payments charged to Johel DWT interest. So in a conclusive agreement,
very well,
how can Petro SA a demand for these ones?
Yes, and I think that there is more to it than the superficial we have seen at the moment. And as time goes on, and then Parliament, which has the mandatory power to call and seek for further clarification of all issues which has interest within the Ghanaian peripheries. Ebe idea, maybe I can meet Mr. Suyano, my MP and as a minister, etim na shebejum. Most of them say onfa the jume kuye shena simba no mumbi semwano. Oh, the umbeba, no mebi yano. Say, Esi, anase, yeye, adwin chile yivye dia, say, no, wase yeye. To me, that is my understanding of that paragraph. I say, they need to be provided with documentation to show that they are relinquishing that aspect. I'm taking it that it is the 50-50 you have done with me. But then, I don't have that power. I don't have the documentation to show, indeed, you have relinquished to me. Indeed, mami, I did actually say, I'm part. Saudi Amami, Saudi Amami. But if somebody comprehends it in another aspect and says that this is an indication that even the 50 that is left, let me have access to it, by which they are providing all these things. But indeed, if even I'm sharing 50-50 with you and I don't have any documentations to show that I am part of the business, what if I am part? But we are all
directors. But the question is that Sasadia and Chisel said then the whole thing has been concluded between GMPC
and then
and Petro
SA. Yes, I per the writings of Petro SA, which is what they have brought out. It shows that there have been some discussions which have gone on. Ama ye see a jina pimbi. So we de say na ye no. But we have the one or in charge of the sector, and we have the presidency a give you final authority to such transactions. And the yellow parliament, it was supervisory rule. I was so much as a part to an amount of quenso. And to me, to see Jinayano, yet me the bill bar, yet to me the laws be bar, or be to me Tam Krako court. Am I you training them? Do you get it? So, in as much as it looks inconclusive, to me, the minister, the parliament, and the presidency who have the powers to do within this and ensure that the right things are done, have the powers to review, revoke, or cancel all these agreements, no matter the level you have gotten to.
Okay.
Because if indeed, from the speech of Yehra Fred Blaine, it means that it was not a unilateral decision. That is what he seeks to bring out. That it was not a unilateral decision. That is settled. If it was, or GMPC acted on behalf of the government, then indeed we can also say that government's quest to understand what GMPC has done and activities of my yano. A bit to me, be mu bra, yenya and chechremu ye. Nagana so de mi didi se baby to me man chechremu pa, my ye dumas to copano. You are ready to me, Nashua Monsa. Ah, you are Rashid Pepu, a part of it. And the other gurus, they omit to me, Ashisha and Kratemu. Baby, Ekodubiano, it is not a doom situation.
Okay.
For me, that is what I see. Okay. If it is the minister. For instance, there have been international transactions that when we come and it is reviewed and we see that the interest of it is not to the benefit of the country. Like most of the PPE agreement that was signed, power purchase agreement that was signed. When we came and we saw that some of them were not inuring to the benefit of the country, they were revoked. We paid judgment debts, which were better off than maintaining the how do I call it? Say ubeto unto ubetia. Ubeto unto ubetia.
Okay.
Sa in Kanye sense my bayon. Inti a idea GDC ministry no abemu ministry no more the technical no how the besheno. A bayon soon stanza or the beba. Any MP parliament and a mutum between Bayan Shimuyeno. And then the Bema Samna dead, ye may whom ye can ye whom ye find. But many may Minya Rashid Fubaya Jenny ever claim this to say. If the discussions have been done arbitrarily, then there is the need for actions to be taken. Just as the minister is trying to say that I am not aware, I have not agreed, the processes have not been well followed. Then we can now come back and say that yes, this one did this, which shouldn't have been done. This one have done that. Which
oh, oh, my doctor, Arobo.
Doc, next time don't come again. I have to go for my woman. It's more than me back of when I will venture and then I go to England. And the American say, and someone are consuming in an impono in C. Ne jinaye mpo no mwesia abani wotumi se okire wo se de waye de daabi se wonko na wo fa adwene no ana GMPC any management no ne tuo na mona eno so no ehade wo se betumi ahwe na yama insakraye wo se bim bia bim mpo se bedu pempenso bi na financial commitment bi sika tue bi e wo se e bia petrol se so mo ji ye share se e de ombe ye commitment mo metue sika bi embe mu a enya ade a ye betumi aka na ban ni so betu meje na unu mse na media mepese ye benya opepa no aban no opepa no se obebie na apo no ama ye ahwehwe mu de akosi minister no I show the way se me a me ye in charge e wo that sector no enya ade a me hu ye e na parliament obi oti committee ne so kire se e mba ye ni ma ye hwe mu en de ye ngosha se free parliament ye ye fa minister ne so e na se ye jituma aban no enfoa so ne nsi.
Thank you. But I, say,
but I want you to read the first three paragraphs of Blaise's response in his own
newspaper. It says, Board Chairman of Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, Frederick Blaise, has stated unequivocally that neither the corporation nor he intend to divest Ghana's 7% stake in Jubilee Oil Holdings Limited, Johel. According to him, Petro SA has also made no claim to acquire shareholding interest in Johel, and that allegations about a supposed sale of GNPC's 7% shareholding are palpable false. Recently, Ghana's media landscape has been swamped with baseless and vicious claims against Mr. Blaise spread through statement ascribed to a purported group of 29 civil society groups.
Okay. Really? Look at that as against the letter you've just read. let's come to terms.
I'm just giving you a minute. I'll say call the next subject.
No? Okay, okay. So do you think that after all this, what he has said is true?
Nah. Say in the face of
what is available, in the face of what the CSOs have found out, can you take this word as a true situation?
Yeah, Edding.
So which people can settle it?
So we don't have to put we can't put lies on this thing.
Okay,
we you see, if under the knife of all these things, you still are telling people a different matter, it shows that you don't want to settle the matter.
Okay,
all right. Let's get to know the truth.
Okay,
and the truth is demonstrated by what the letter written by
Petro SA.
Okay.
All right, you. Thank you so
much. Yeah, Petro SA for actual
letter. And I'm sure, when you resume, send between Afra GMPC.
Yes, in fact, we are going to meet sometime on 9th of this month. Maybe it will come up in the meeting.
29th?
No, on the 9th of June.
Next month. Okay.
It might not be necessarily because of this, but because we are going to meet, I'm sure it will come up for discussions.
Okay. All right, then. But no matter what it is, between your contract, between your because of international nature. Thank you very much. Ugusua, share now what you're doing with the Jumedia wa Doom TV and OTO Radio. So Asempa 94.7 FM. More and more Facebook and Mujamu comment Munkoswa and Che Messesa Namakai Mobia so atinia so much. Well yanko your next issue so yen share a kumewu and ne bebe mu or honey vote binds and some abagana politics mu em de passe Dr. Rashid Pelpo aha
on one a member of parliament, or the prime minister, and say, I'm sure, say, Okoyiska, a bureau, into a web boy, I'm yet me home. Since I'm so as I did way, a war, admire politics and acquire a bit me a siano. Now, see, I shook me wa, you know, who videos are now or more che 50 cities a month or four, being because on Wajin 50 cities, NDC candidate in the castle, a being be share and catch as well, scouring on their more, so bit me at ya more, they are near Mokono Mokotramano. Then it's na akobana sa ye then a bit me a ye I met me ya tree who a fee in some way mono. Missus in free Dr. Rashid Pepunche, Doc Owen and Sarah Co, a friend saying, primary Sabah. Mwa mwye candidate. Sa monetization of your politics no. Akobana sa na afi di hadi yedru.
Monetization, I even say, aside your politics, Sisya, it's like if you don't have money, then you can't go into politics. Which is bad. You should spend the money on adverts, you should spend it on campaign issues, buying fuel, running the campaign, and all that. But not to give to people, but which is what is happening now. You remember in the last primaries, what happened in the MPP primaries? Vehicles were bought for people, flat screens were bought for people, motorbikes were bought for. And sitting down as a member of parliament, I began to ask myself, if somebody comes with such a thing, how am I going to face it? And today, we are facing it. And so it's like it is distorting the true nature of our policies, our politics. What will I do for the people doesn't matter anymore. What have I done for the people doesn't matter anymore. What matters is, what will you give to me as a person? So we need to begin to unravel the big intricacy, the big challenge that is coming in there, the problems that are coming in there. It is becoming complicated that people vote because they want something now, not because they want something later in terms of social benefits, but personal benefits. How am I going to get a motorbike? How am I going to get a television screen? Where am I going to get money to pay my child's school fees? Now, not because I'll create an opportunity for you to get it. Kumaiwu was a very clear example of what happened. You know, I mean, people were caught on tape who said, we take 10 CDs before we go to vote. Others said 50 CDs before we go to vote. And I can say that, I'm sure you would dispute it, but the MPP came up with this kind of policy, with this kind of conduct of policies. Politics, and it is becoming generally acceptable.
As a omnom chassis,
they started it.
Omnom discover share.
They started the 2004 elections.
Okay,
you know, and they managed to secure a lot of votes from NDC areas because they were giving money small to get
that didn't now occur, sir. So 2020,
we saw it. It started from there, and then it picked roots on and on and on every time. Then you saw that their primaries was becoming more expensive. I remember one time after primaries in 2016, I told a colleague, a member of parliament, that I spent so much money. He said, how much did you spend? I said, oh, the whole campaign took my 200,000 away because I had saved so much. I've saved so much. I wanted to use for. He said, 200,000. I said, yes. He started laughing at me. He said, his primaries alone, he spent 1.2 million. And you spend
2 million.
Yes, you spend 200,000 and you are complaining, you know. So, So in NDC, for example, right now, when you give 100 Ghana cedis to you can still get their co. They look beyond the 100 Ghana. If you give 200 Ghana, it's fine. But you can't do that in MPP. You can't.
Really?
No. I mean, ask him. Ask their MPs. You can go and give.
So, Ukuta, 2,000 people. Now, more be 200 Ghana.
Go and do that in MPP.
That's 400,000 cities. And I'm a calculation.
You can't do that in MPP.
Wow.
You can't. I mean, ask them. Let one of them call and say if you have delegates, 1,000 delegates, and you go and give your job, then 20 Ghana, 200 Ghana cities, or 100 Ghana cities. Will he win the elections? He will lose. I mean, it is not that I'm saying that it's something that they can avoid now. They can't avoid it because they started it and it has grown to that level, you know. And we too are coming because it has become, we are being dragged into it. I can see people in our area also, the delegates also demanding that it should happen. So I'm saying that because this thing is sipping into our politics, we have to find a way of, you know, curtailing it.
So in your last primaries,
yes,
you also paid.
Yeah. I mean, you pay transportation to bring them back and feed them. It's a lot of money.
How much did you get?
No, I mean, because it's stagnated, you pay transport, they come, you buy food for them. You can't come and just stand there and vote and go, you know. So it's all money.
Okay.
And it's not something that you can avoid.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So,
but how they say MP for no sense? I'm so between because I say, oh yeah, more transport near.
No. They are things. It's not transport. If you buy a flat screen for somebody, buy a vehicle for somebody, these are not things that you joke with and say they are. It's all transport.
Okay.
They are big monies. So what happened in Kumewu? It's a clear example of what we are talking about.
All right.
And we need to begin re-examining. But the question is, if MPP has done so well, why must they pay for people to vote for them?
Okay, thank
you. It means there's definitely something wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. And for which reason, in 2014, some decision has to be taken.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Answer number, Banas Kohano. Yusif Natasong, I hope I got it right.
Yeah.
Natasong. He says, good morning to our able professor in politics, Dr. Rashid Pelpo. This Nanado-led MPP has lost it all to corruption, and all we need as a nation is proactive and productive leadership on the front lines, not reactionary or rhetorical leadership. Okay, Mti, you see Natasong, then they are watching on Facebook, and no. Manasco?
Yeah.
Who are you going to call Kumewu? Let me tell you what you're going
to do.
Dr. Rashid Pelpo. Hey. Was the NDC a party or more propaganda secretary? But on the other hand, propaganda
is true.
And then, now, on the other side, minimum from 2010, we seen that the name is about propaganda on Gaho. But then they were playing a smart way of doing propaganda. And I'm happy how he's got into terms with being smart with words and trying to push the issues on people. But generally, Yanka said, Abatwa, Abe Yesika Sem. And the Utumi, who say a branty winning dear woman Aquina, obey to me, could deny a name Akomania, a bebway and Pesuano, so Nipa Betiasem no more to mean po Eddie Abua. A idea, and then a yaira, a sense a bano, a man of Samoa, Sisi and Nipano share Sika, Ubina, a chain, nim dear, and answer or papa was out the best. Can anyone who are bad for and I say, and a musini say Ubia or Kokutun watch and Wakakosum? May the year 1992 abandoned the Mantubi, but the emergence of assemblyman election, me who papa be a dear friend of Furiata, I don't know where assemblyman first or whatever community for. Na papa no brana, sir, assemblyman, and by me into two abano. A basse, baby a choki, young putti, or no betching collay away area ho, naya quack ye. A basse, baby a fiam called the or the Beko GTP run about near Kododo near there. A basson could not name and Bambaye assemblyman. Ubiaka say, oh, papa, we dear, or no, you in a head, your pen, Timoma and Fananko. Yet the Nekoi. Yan shed the certificate, maybe be Waku school and
wood.
Yan shed the CKBA no, or you know a carpenter, I will eat wood. Yan shed the certificate, Bukita, and answer the BB, but yes, or papa, no, was it or the best one. And then, ye ya tra wo mo mo di e ye keb ma min keb ni bae to understand that and there ye hwe usu ni wo ban e bia usu cha standing bi as ya ma otuni that's make an we fide bi so say e ya be ye to understand that ya hwe ni and the drug barons be producing go for say ma sponsor mo monko parliament
yes
cause ukita ska wo be wene aso ni ndia ukita enye mpp ndc asem me pese me ko e chirepi na akwa e say ye bugu nanso minim ekai se sika e dey matches mo man kwofo koto aba e end this time the likes of Amma Benyuadu and the others told that I was a young boy growing up but I saw it minim yepa me bebiana me to aba 1998 mu assemblyman election keke ye the matches box ne discussion near the amount kotumu simesi sabre no mu no na de na yeye we introducing monetization in politics but maybe he's forgotten or his place they didn't do it but I'm telling you it's a central region baby I mean me free no e ye ade a no mu ye pa as that time 1996 ye the that kane pon ye the baako near the ahye eye box mu ne ya di amawo ya di mawo ya to wadwene ya ka cho so koto aban na misika di amawo nti enu na di di mu a ende nipa ye bold etumi ka kire wo se abato ne de wo ba sisiwu nan ye o ye kese wanim sisiwu nan ye
nya skansa waba
sisiwu nan ye no obu be se kope sika enti bibi so obi se sebe me a mitumi ba besra wa me ma o 10 cedis store ho a wo se mi miss kan tuntu me suma mami ko jina wanem no me ne wo na wuska which means you remain poor me kwa ko peska be chairman na wasuma me me kwa me nka sa wo hwan ebre no so na ma ba mo wuska kakra ba wo hu ade we nyina no so no e wo ne fare bai nipa no so feel se ebinum dia ye adwuma a omo de omo pe se de be omo benya eno mapapa bi abom because obu wo na otumi hye wo sede onimu makoka bi mamekonya asem se ene wo hwe ni pe bi a putupuru omo prese omo bekwa kwa yem brache bedwafo a say it without fear ebre bi atwe mendu be 5-7-8 years na omcho da ye kra but putupuru bi wenye sika bi nti osere se me na metu madi mani me na maye nyansafo ene nti na ya fa no se ono no be nyansafo obetumi so aba bechiska ama ye din kunindie ahyene nsa ye ni me nipa binu mo ogina wo baabi abato a san nipa no okase enkuro enan eye kuro kase ne wo ho no onfa nto nchen no mbo nkuro ketwa na wo me wo 506 villages uji mi chimete na wo fidie so esmo do me bra kwa baabi ne wo amini
bobo ni hina
I can tell you every other thing cause my research pr eye me wo na me use matena ho my bibia I know our needs but obi betume tie besimu a oyi esikum oyi odobi oyi bra kwa ebia wo di jamra kuntina se benin aka ho ukatere ne se udufu so ansa na ukobe nkum ahe na ukokora onim but obetume abegina abato ni semu odu a obewene that is how it is becoming and it is becoming more worrying especially when the concept of let us push somebody who has been with us and understand our plight and can speak to our plight is going out and then we are looking for money as a yardstick for measuring somebody's competence or knowledge and no na eyeye ade a ehadwene ba yedi ni na to nchei so say me so we are actually purpose is our smart for propaganda no gakra we so anyi un to kwa omboye after NDC presidential primaries ah yes 40 cedis ayen fema delegate no yanfa mo omwe kwada ni asem omo delegate status no ye about 500,000 right that is about 500,000 people
but for I think over 300,000
over 300,000 na ye ma pool obia 40 cedis what the multiplier that is about 12 to 15 million Ghana cedis do you know what 15 million Ghana cedis can do for even a whole region bawo and there yenka because
this one is spending in the constituency check and see
and that's what I'm saying
in one that constituency
in the constituency is at most it's about 40 people
MPP
it's about 300 people no, about be a 500 delegates
constituency be 2000 say be more 2000
e be 2000 into 2000 less or come be 200 and that is about 400,000 just as you said but we have spent about 16 million but any there yenka ni nyina mu no emwa me dia futu ada nyina meka ansa nka obetu aba no hwe onipa no ne paper awu the vision of the person how he has carried himself and seeking to lead and when he took even that decision to lead that is very paramount but a lot of people don't even look at that oh you see ofia bruchi aba oska nne egodi nachi there was one guy I was talking to and I told him say we are ungrateful muni obi ti wa wanyini efri wa eba wo mane nse wo nkran se oh wa brantie se dia ye ne nyina na efri a wanyini no and then wo pepa so be sum ye sa akwan yi so a mo ma ye mbo ano se de be ya e be ma obi aye nhwehwe okay most of us young guys e ko poli ye e ko looks mu 97 there about ye try haru na edusu because me my first encounter with haru na edusu in 97 na wo ko fodo a technical university a those dey ko fodo a poli so wow this guy I want to be like him mekanisa wo makumam So when he got to that stage, and there is no young student politician within the 90s up to early 2000s. But today, is it there? No. By the time you get to know, so Nipani Pese Obewe, why you see you be, and this Kibia Banisem.
Yeah, no, they are called
Yakonya. Bibia Banisem. And the person takes the decision because he thinks he now has this in hand. Not that he has a certain knowledge or competence in mind.
And then they all come from every part.
Oh, then you say, oh, wa ajimu pobi, I will need him. Okay? And then you want Munsua, I want ajimpono. Now, what then the di Akonya Sapi so? Say, your man, oh, Ebia. School mu ya the class music session in sa waye ni ye efie mu ya the busua twetwe for session in sa waye ni ye oman no ya se una wo be mbebu na na musini wo aman na ifi waye ni ye asori mu oje se un se owo sa leadership style no e ba se ye ko kai asem e man ye a obegina wakan ye e no ni dem form ho owo nim de ni se okomra se bedwa mu a se ye de asem bi beto wo no so betumi adwene wo bobo ho no waka bi Matter sumunu and Eddie and Fahun. Do any man say, oh, Eddie, obey you of a bonsa wakasi. Yes, see, oh, scapa. Now the concept is yes, see, oh, scapa. Oh, Eddie,
and I say, oh, yes, see, Papa, we always say
a bakenopa,
or discover the shenuaj.
And one of the answer will be a foot to be the man who was there feeding the originated in him so being a scaba and Javi the Bebo. He said it jokingly, but that is the truth.
Okay.
Yes, small, not because you are not competent.
But and bet me a funny reverse trend way. My mouth 2 minutes, man call my dog so 2 minutes, now I pick a course.
Edikano. Now so minim said the busy. We need to have a reorientation. I was saying yeah, dream for fro. Now dream for fro so a big team because so 1 year we ye. And I thought that's why Onipano a war or pepana wono. Who did this as a one do one? Oze obi pese obeye mbrashe bedwenia obi wo ajemupo no fi ebia ne kola bem and it is a vision something they are targeted to get there nti wandu wa ohun ni say the Maslow theory of need self actualization need no ama nti e so yire no but ebe boye a mini membra so a parliament betumi aya ka say ugo twati nti ni say twati nti 4000 because maybe some who say TNT be pa na onipa no free consistency ho ba car ben no befo a aduane ben no bedia eye 4000
adam tu anipa ba ko ye 4000
so I'm only saying it as an example now assuming without admitting say what consistency mame van say ablekuma and as a high boy
aya was so central
near to abawo ATTC now if you circle we your police station executive was circle now ba na your mouth TNT 100 da o si iswa mihu
okay
elu pre kura wo deba but sana aba beto
e ti wo de office e ntumi
nya me ye betumi aye but enu so be gina yen enipa no said ya ye beda ye ho adi wo bra ya ma ye sa tumi no
mate me da se
oko parliament na kwen be na woni omo tena ana mo be na wutu na de na wo kire enu to boil down to article 71 ade aye ken nyina it boils down to article 71
really
yes
mate mame nko mra shebe
dia ask him is an MP
dog kwen be na e betumi afa so asi we kwen
e be emra law say utue sika ma obi I say that the person should vote for you and it is found and you are disqualified
it is already in existence
it's already
no they will disqualify the candidates
even though we're winning no
say if you pay money and it is established that you've paid money for somebody to vote for you it is established even before you contest the election they will disqualify
you in general mo be explicit in the law
so
even if we're winning our candidate
so we were watching each other
my brother
if I'm NDC I'll be watching you if you do it we'll get people evidence and then they will disqualify
you that is not feasible because my amount I can give to somebody as TNT
they offer me now akatwi
okay na makatwi sika me me twa mo obi to say TNT no enye sa na wo so obi twa wo because
you better establish it order.
Okay.
We will say that look, TNT should be paid by the party executive, the constituency executive, not by the candidate.
Okay.
If you have your money, give it to them, then they will pay the TNT for you. Don't pay any money. Number one. Number two, let's educate the people. Let them understand that politics is not about somebody giving you money. It's about developing your community so that you watch and vote for somebody who has done that for you. If he doesn't do that, use that against him.
Mm.
That education should continue. And the giver and the taker should all be in trouble. If they give you the money and you take it, the person who has given you and the person who has taken it, you all go to court.
Okay.
And then people will begin to sit up.
Mm. Mm.
Because in all the states that the people we copy in America, you can never give money to somebody to say you are voting.
Mm.
In the UK, you can never do that. In Japan, in Germany, you can't do that.
It's a poverty now, and it isn't your
But they started from somewhere.
Mm.
Almost, Germany was a very poor country after the war. Japan was very poor. But because of the law, they are able to develop.
Okay. All right, you. Mati, so between our friend and T, what year I discussed the GMPC in the petrol essence and some Osha Kratia Cambodia, a yacher at the Bacon, a Yasaka, Yasika, some Babasha Manuel, same way, or Ghana, then, and our drink, say, a city, a one, same way, home between our friend 0302211701 0302211701 Nti one obetumi asesano nti obetumi 01 and 02 and 03 and 04 0302211703 and 03 0221 1704 Ofra mpacho amen ti ohu TV no so ti ohu phone no so na cut TV volume no form na afedie yendi nkomo na mum ma wasema beka no me honte pa e wante dia no may you feel a human animal because you impress a bit disrespect or more motiha and your more more share including war and to offer no more seminal and what to come a comma. Is shall a war tamale? Is that what I say?
But you moko, but you I hear to a more kind of person come in Chema Jenka Kra.
Trebi.
What's a seminar? Yeah, can say, with it. But good buy, no. Now, she said, "The she can in my first one. I do. I'm a debate more to your
manner." Okay. All right, you. Madame, I could see we are first so aging now, man. So, I was in a say,
Boko, no more.
Yeah, we are power, Minia. I ain't here.
Mature BBR. The theater, I had to say the theater. Yeah, delegates, media. Yeah, yeah. Obia, Obia, this time we're about to primary CD. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
Peter, me patro me se men tie what even so tie ohu o phone so why me say pa can radio volume no form TV volume no can form na tie me o phone so ma me tie wa dwentre
Good morning. Miss Referee Dansoma, I'm in the Pitana. You are saying that you can never. Hello?
Peter, my guy, me say, well, who be a friend? No, me in TV, no, and a radio, no, see a phone now, on me kasa also, no, jum TV the volume, no, any radio volume, na ye in kasa kama kama, why, me say, I say, a bit delay time, pa, me say, Isaac, let's say, me pa chow free thing, na ye in tiyo,
kasa free, jasun, yamina dum.
Just speak.
Well, Mr. Monti, and I'm running the humanity, so I saw be TMA a bit delay. Into the offra, doom radio volume no, and our TV volume now with ocean. Not till more phone also, so that yet me didn't come or come away, Mr. Pines are offer. I'll see you film because. O delay no be sujina ho man so a obso din komo eh ase do o man kese mpa so ma minti wa din sey
aha mi che ma mo ni na ndoka zero code no evod by in the no sanction ye be say o man because yesha abato e koso e wo original abato koso e chante original wa wo sika no wona wini
okay
it is the whole Ghana o be general minister upon when you say we na forget. Mm. Okay, Pesica, Oba, on the most one all year, Juma, I had Depo, but the next kind of Baba to vote.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a man of my own cordo. It's in Pinfusion, one young bride, and we are pitching it to my boy.
Menoy Adrian, Mankra, I say, do. Dauda was so I said, Dauda, my auntie was in chair.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dauda.
Pacho, I saw a more kind of person in Kirby. By MPs now, Moko Parliament. Omuna may delegate me an MP. Because when you say empty parliament, yeah, when you scar, and I'm going to know the bar, or your empty. But I say empty now, I say, yeah, delegate, or no, 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 no,
Ba idea or yema on o share one kasa on who an as o share constituency no.
Ah, na party who MP now quem minister emano into kwa when yes when this car. Set my judgment away when this car.
Okay.
Honorable see the papa where the sports minister when this car.
Okay.
Omuko upon omkobo again or mobile can I buy me and take their mom.
Yo, Minya, Mate, Mami nko na nabonsu wa ofre fila badi. Na nabonsu, Mami nchi wa jintre.
Eo, hini ma, unyamea sudi ni eja uo.
Amen.
Namato huye niye.
Mehuye papa apa, Mami nchi wana.
Yeah, I'm that. Mami nchi refo siyangani labri, ati u, wako, nsawoto uji. Mini, oni mizi. Apa tuwadi, onse mnebi ya ikem, na yedi kurobani bentu wani kako. But me, dear madam, I'm not quite any more, and near my ass. Because I'm a copy of you, no more question, and I was the one to be told any idea. And if I want to hear it, it's an improper name. You're doing your can for proper vitamin or may you must give it to my Juma. Now, no more cut a patrons and him. Not suffering a minister at transport. You have to put you so. And do I say GPRT for no material reference? Only more GDO, but that's a matter of room.
Okay, all right, you, Meda say, and he, Meda, Dr. Rashid Pelpoon, so I say, sir, your twins are friend or by and Banasco, Pacho Medase. And a beautiful director, and a camera for the lighting for you. I better be asking on behalf of them. Me say Nasi and Komo, a best share air na watch ya ebe. Yaminka in Iowa.
Susie Eba for any CB men, CB women, CB Malakio, and a yedi CB soup on Swaba, Nemo men, Neno, Yepe say, Yebe Casafa, CB soup no, Quan Ye Faso, Eddie Usu CB soup no. CB soap, ye de pedicure, any manicure. Pedicure ye brea wa apply CB soap ewo unase and unenti. And na fin so se o de ye un sem ne no so hrona rera no ne manicure. Kwa ye faso edi yusu CB soap nanka sangasana me ba bechreno. Oko to CB soap nubia ba udin sio di kan fa un sem. Na fi de weti soap nubi ube mana dos won sem un setin kao. O de befa unsa yem ni nyina ne unsa ntam ni nyina u ye ne sa wi obetena se fiti 10 to 15 minutes no no wa hohoro ni nyina pe se o menko use blade because blade eh ha one fear na akwakotwa unti use small knife and as a scissors se o buy scissors no mumie no se ya na o de arawra unsa mu fi ni nyina se o ye ba ko wie na se na unsa no mu aye no eya no wagai enye mo obetumi asan apply second soap no so bi na no so watena se for sa bre no ohohoro ana wasan re robon so sem beye moton kama ana se opese odi CB soap no eye pedicure ewo na ase a obedi kan di nsua fa onenti no na ase no na wetin CB soap no bi na odi asrasra onenti no na ase ni nyina se odi sra onenti no na ase ni nyina wi na opese odi si nsuo mu a kwan wo ho nemu obetwen bare 55 to 10 minutes time and sana odi esinsuo mu ni enti ati sa ne se odi sra o nenti no sisia na odi sunsuo meba horo ne nyina edubre na o reru abon se enye adwuma bi amfa ma wo enti so pese odi sinsuo mu after 10 minutes no na wasa di esinsuo num to di sinsuo num so for 10 minutes and after the horo a na wa reru ebe yi dead cells ni nyina ebe yi fi na wo nenti ni nyina na bibia aye fine.
CB Eba soap, who is say? Who is say? It works like magic. We are now we are cool it. And you see a better command, man say, so put on now we come up. We ain't in papa, dear. Always need you soon. CB soap. Wow. Abba.
Near to Subium, a be our 19, I had the dentin now yet. Brow, they are slaving our train, our rare running in every no. Now for the wet soup, no kakra, and they are told, driver, no, so now, oh dear, true 19. A be our niece, driver, be our own near woe be our honoma. Obey me at tea, soap, no kakra, they are told, rough cement, and now a woe be a suya rough so. Now do 19 nature so. O yene sa every week bi aye no pem yu na onenti ni nyina be fe 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 na ye mre o shampa bwa na heat ne kana eno do ye wan e be scent so your ba na okru was a problem no bi u your be ma na wa was a problem no bi abomoden sa obenya sibi soap no bi ebi num nenti tumi ye rough wa my papa ya ma omo tumi de tete be shit timi srew bo modin na bre ni abre bi abe yusu sibi soap bi be yu nenti ni una si fi eni nsem fi na bwa na bibiye tumi aye kama en na afen so se uyo bi a wa proper ye foot rot na obedi kan pe cotton o te cotton na kakra o de cotton no bebo nsio na we bi soap no so o de fafa ni boko ehuro bi beba cotton num fafa unan ni ntem no o de famu a 10 minutes pe hohoro ana se kona ko dware nti me advice se abre ni abre bia no so o foot rot na be yusu sibi soap na yusu no bra wa ready anopa e bia o pese o kwa ko dware uye no anopa ne anwumra ufu trot ne nyina ebeko eye mwa wa newum eno mu didi unan ne ntem no apropro no enye ye nantem kwa na ye apropro to me ye nsa ntem nyina ye won krofu bi wo ga na ha adwuma mu ye enu nti abre bia na ne nsa dansuo mu ntino omutumi nya nsa ntem apropro ne bi sawso wo sa ha wo ne bi amesere wo unya cotton emi sibi soap no bi a ti cotton ne kakra fa bonsuo so di bonsuo no wi a fa soap neni boko ro ne beba cotton no mu no fa fa unsa ntem no mame and also 10 minutes no ahokro na bibia tumi aye fine ye the herbs and a yes sibi eba soup more now use sibi soup no na ema onentin no eye mre fine any side effect bia
me acrobat who knows tomorrow me catch her say sibi eba soup no FDA for Ajatum, they have proved that it's good for human being to use.
Heba shop, cosmetic shop. You bet me a friend Suzy Heba for a woman, Miss Amede Barbe Maweso 0247111671.
As a team, marriage, any problem, no, any. And even before I go to my problem, no, it's the fact that now. Manchester United SC League Champions League qualification and then same for Newcastle. I think that this has been a very, very good season for Erik ten Hag and Manchester United.
Okay, Adukobia, Paul. No, we some Ayibi. Question, I think I'm saying Honan Yedruno.
Yeah.
I say, Richardo, will Liverpool get a Champions League spot next season? If Man City win against Inter Milan, I say, we'll share the free air voter region. And see, I'm the poor, the only man say, say, I'm on watch Champions League, yeah, in that.
Yeah.
Man City or G League, you know, Arsenal toss with me, you know, Manchester United and Newcastle.
Yeah.
They say, Upo Umpo, Liverpool, or Kobo, Europa League.
Yeah.
And it's a City Joe, one Joe, Liverpool, or Kobo.
So, I think then, yeah, Adokwe can say, before we started the season, say, on over such as the City Echo the Champions League now. Will England get an extra?
Extra. Oh, okay.
So I think that's what his question is coming for. And also, before we started the season, there was conversation from UEFA saying, England will get 5 spots for Champions League this season.
Okay.
But Ninyani undecided, and you have to wait for those where friend is saying final details to come through. Now, these are the Champions League spots for team my friend in Manchester City. Until see about Champions League, maybe, you know, they will have other discussions in that regard. But in the light of Manchester United, I think it has been a good season. Only most of the Jumana Moshishen, it was a good one. Until now, they be a Yakase United the Jumana Moshishen because of the quality in your squad, no, any more depth, no. Man, shiny, yeah, you will never be able to get to where you want to get to, and you have hard times. We have hard times, no. But every Manchester United fan going to this season knew, say, the first objective was to qualify and go back to the Champions League. And of course, some really League Cup, no? Not League, FA Cup, no, so count. And there's a final to play in the FA Cup. No? It's a good one for Manchester United. What is the way forward now? Now, the club no purchase, neither cost why it has to be done. Then there's the need for squad augmentation for Erik ten Hag and Imran here. Because, of course, next season is going to be extra difficult. Over in the Champions League, over in FA Cup, League Cup, and then, of course, the league. So you need to augment the squad in that regard. But as it stands now, it has been a solid job from team my friend Manchester United. And then same for Eddie Howe, West Ham, in Newcastle United. Rich, it's a big, big job. And I think, say, from recruitment, from Danash Limo, Ejumo Maye in terms of player purchasing, identifying of those talents, no Bruno Guimaraes, Alan Saint-Maximin, Miguel Almiron, Alexander Isak, players from Tony, and of course, I think it started even with Kieran Trippier and the job he has done as an English boy who pushed them and then showed them what exactly Newcastle for understanding for and Bebe Omedru. It has been a yeoman's job for them. We will wait to see how they fare in the Champions League. But now, it's a good work for them and the same for Manchester United. But let's go to the story of Arsenal Football Club. And I honor me worry Accra, I work Accra, and I want us to talk about it. But Michelle, so what joining on Adum TV, I thank you very much for joining us over there. And of course, OTA, so you can join us on Adum TV because you are live, El Honum, and that was your conversation, my reading. Rich, this is where I am in the conversation of Manchester United, any Chelsea, any Arsenal there. My take is that. So, Usher time and he about 19 points over season in Munao. Rich, there were some issues. Time and he about 19 games over season. That's the halfway mark of the season. You know? How did Arsenal just let everything go? At this point, Arsenal were 50 points. City were not close. And the points per game for Arsenal Football Club, you know? Arsenal near about 2.63. If you want to round up the figures, it means that for every game, almost, Arsenal near 3 points in now. In the last 17 games, Arsenal boy, you know, for every game, the points per game, you know, was just 1.82. Not good enough.